It's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It is 1:43 in America, but here in Ghana it's 6:43, so that's like a little like time difference. It's Friday, January 22nd. Sorry I'm not being as loud as I was earlier. It's just a little from like not like yelling wrong, so sorry about that. And I'm using my computer audio, which is like so bad. I apologize, you know. I'm filming twice today, which is like a big surprise. I'm really proud of myself. So I think I should keep this roll up. Anyways, let's get straight into the story time. Okay, so the story time is gonna just be me trying to get to Ghana. Okay, so this is what happened the first time. So the first time, my uncle was not able to make the transit. So, okay, let's start from the beginning. I even, like, filmed myself getting ready. So I was at my boarding house, and I was getting ready, packing up all my stuff, you know, getting ready, doing all that stuff, packing, putting all my stuff together, and then the day came. It was, like, time to leave, time to go, time to peace out of this. So I was so excited, you know. I was so excited to do so. And we get there, everything's packed up, everything's in the car, everything's out of the car at this point. And we're rolling our stuff into the airport. And while we're rolling our stuff into the airport, it's like chill, everything's good, you know? Then we get to the front seat, front like place.
I can't.
Oh my god. I have a Google Meet right now. So bad. Anyways, so we roll up and we're talking, and we've been there like other people have like left before us, and it was like so people have already left. That was like the big problem with me. I was like, why is this taking so long? Like, you already, you know, established this, that, like, always, like, the airport people hate us. You have to go through some sort of trouble to get through. But this time it was different. We were actually not going to get on the flight, which was, like, overwhelming for me overall, just because when these situations happen, we always fight through it. Like, it's like, it's okay, we can, like, book another flight today or tomorrow. But this time, since of COVID, we had to take another COVID test and wait 4 days or 72 hours or something until we get on the flight. And we go, so our school actually took the COVID test for us. They did like the one that you take at home and then they take it to the lab. Yeah, we did that one. And that one was easy. It didn't come back in time because it was Christmas break. And Christmas, they, you know, have a break. So that one didn't come in time. So then the fourth one, we weren't really sure. I mean, the third one, we weren't really sure what day we were going on. We were, like, confused. Like, I was like, third time's a try. Like, you know, we can make it through. And that third time was my birthday, I believe. And I was so depressed. I was so sad, guys. I was, like, devastated. I was so sad because I usually celebrate my, you know, birthday in Ghana. So that's what happens, and I'm like so sad, as I said before. Okay, fast forward to that, you know, tea, you know, I'm like chilling, it's my birthday, and we're still trying to figure out what day we're going on, Tuesday or Wednesday, because the COVID test might not come back until Wednesday. So we're like, let's just do Wednesday evening, just in case, you know, the COVID test comes in. And that just does not work for us. And God, at this point, I lose hope. Just lose hope at all. And then this time we go to New York, and have you guys heard that there's this place in New York, it costs $200 per person to like take a COVID test and then wait until like 2 hours, and then, you know, you wait, you take the COVID test, 30 minutes later you get your results, and it's like that, it's easy. So it was like, since three of us were going to Ghana, it was about $600, which is not a problem for us. So we took the COVID test, and then the day after, which I believe we landed on Friday, so we took it on Wednesday, I believe, yeah, probably Wednesday or Thursday. And then, it was probably Thursday. No. Whatever. We took the COVID test, we're chill doing it, and we're so excited to go. We spent the day in New York. We did not go anywhere. We stayed inside until our flight, and then we stayed safe. We fly through JFK, no symptoms of the COVID-19, so we're good. We're good. We've been in Ghana for 2 weeks, cleared, like nothing. It's just chilling. So yeah, I'm like popping. I'm like ganging up in here. I'm low-key so excited to be in Ghana, because Ghana's home. Ghana's, you know, Ghana's Ghana. So yeah, I guess it's like, was that story time? It was kind of like short, but it's fine. I think you guys really deserve this explanation. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's what happened. There's nothing much to else say. Like, I'm excited to post this for you guys. You guys are gonna love it. It's yeah. Okay, the next video, which I'm gonna film very soon, is me writing down New Year's resolutions, which I should have done like two to three weeks ago, which is already fine. You know, it's fine. We can get it all done today with you guys, which I'm excited about. I'm also gonna go live, so that will be so fun to see if anyone joins, because rarely anyone joins. So, you know, it's fine. We can chill. We can do what you want to do. And yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.